This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced 5 people to death and 3 others to prison in connection with last year's killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Matt Small has this from AP.
Saudi Arabia state-run TV says a court there sentenced the 5 to death for last year's murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. 3 others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The trials of the accused were carried out near total secrecy, although a handful of diplomats, as well as members of Khashoggi's family, were allowed to attend. In all, 11 people were on trial for his death. His body has never been found. Matt Small, Washington.
Saudi Arabia initially denied the killing took place, insisting Khashoggi had walked out of the consulate, and later blamed rogue agents and has denied the Crown Prince had any knowledge of the operation. A newly released government email shows the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just about 90 minutes after President Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky on July the 25th. The phone call is key to the abuse of power charge on which Mr. Trump has been impeached. Meanwhile, discussions continue about the upcoming impeachment trial of the president. One of the big issues is whether witnesses will be called to testify. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats want a full, fair, and honest trial, and Republicans are holding up the process by not allowing new witnesses and documents.
What is a trial with no witnesses and no documents? It's a sham trial. And that's why we feel so strongly that there ought to be witnesses and documents. We made a very reasonable request. Equal time for each side.
At a rally in Florida this weekend, President Trump questioned the need for an impeachment trial at all.
The vote was like 196 or something to nothing. We had 3 Democrats coming to our side, so we have to say it was a bipartisan vote. You call that bipartisan? Hey, no Republican went to their side.